This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, if you ask me, one of the coolest developments in car technology in recent years is that video monitor some cars have that shows you what's behind the car when you're backing up so you don't hit it. But that is nothing compared to this. Ford, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus are testing out some new technology that would let your car track your stress level and blood sugar while you're driving. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Seatbelt, check. Fuel gauge, check. Heart monitor? Heart monitor? That's just one of the new technologies that car makers are experimenting with. Ford technician Jeff Greenberg says the car of the future could be equipped to keep track of you.
A sensor in the steering wheel that measures your galvanic skin response, basically how sweaty your palms are. We can put sensors in the seatbelt, so we can actually monitor how rapidly you're breathing.
Based on what your car decides, he says, your cell phone might not ring through just at the moment you're going through sensory overload and heavy traffic. The trick to having your car second-guess your driving abilities is figuring out what's helpful or could just be more distracting. Rebecca Lindland is an industry analyst for IHS Automotive. She and her colleagues were recently invited to drive a new Mercedes-Benz with a coffee cup warning light to indicate that you might be drowsy.
First, we didn't know if it was telling us to go to the nearest Starbucks or what it really meant.
Most of the current technology is based on cameras and radar that watch the road. But these new experiments with biometric sensors take things to a whole new level. When I asked Ford's Jeff Greenberg if it could go as far as stopping a car if it sensed, say, a heart attack, he stressed the new data won't be used to diagnose your condition.
They're not designed as medical-grade sensors. You know, we are not going to turn the car into an FDA-certified medical device.
Analyst Rebecca Lindland wonders if prospective car buyers will be attracted or put off by systems that go too far.
Nobody goes in looking for a car that takes your pulse, you know.
Even Ford's own advertising is already treading lightly when it comes to presenting your car as a nag.
If the system thinks you're getting tired, it gives you a gentle suggestion that it might be time to stop and take a break. If you keep going, it gets more insistent. Okay, I get it. I'm going to stop.
Ford's Jeff Greenberg says this is the future, eventually, but he promises that designers are focused on being helpful, not invasive. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.